Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can catch us online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Kapp. We're going to be hitting on the 12th annual Running of the Pink coming up in June. And Tara, welcome to our show.
Eek, hello, how are you?
I am good, and I am just trying to wrap my mind around the fact that June is going to be here before we even know it, even though there's still a little bit of snow on the ground. We're looking forward to some nice weather and an amazing, fantastic event that has happened in the community coming up on 12 years.
Agreed.
The Running of the Pink, RM Stout helping to put this on, and has raised a lot of money for our area, right?
You're right. To date, we have raised over $131,000. It has all stayed local. And for those of you who are listening, if you have in any way, shape, or form been involved in any of our events, whether it's one or all of them, we say thank you as a sponsor, as a participant, as anyone who has helped us out, because you have made these 12 years and that over $131,000 possible. So all of that money, folks, when it comes to the Running of the Pink, stays local to help individuals with breast and cervical cancer needs. And when we say needs, there is a major need in the community for a screening, really. So how do you defeat cancer? Well, you get a hold of it ahead of time, okay? Mm-hmm. The faster you can find any sort of diagnosis, the faster that you can get a hold of that and kick it right in the backside. So when it comes to what we're doing here, we have our local hello, I'm so excited about this. I can't even say it. Our local No Excuses program, which is through the Jamestown Regional Medical Center Foundation, and also our local chapter of Women's Way. Now, both of these, men, do not tune this out because this affects you as well. You can be diagnosed with breast cancer, that or you may have someone in your life that has that diagnosis. So this is for everyone within earshot. But these two programs make it to where there is no woman or man in this immediate area that if they need a screening, they make it to where there are no excuses for you not to get it. And we get it. Insurance is expensive, okay? Medical costs are up there.
Yes.
We all live in the real world. Yep. And so the Regional Medical Center, the No Excuses Program, and Women's Way have all recognized that need. And they have said, we cannot leave anyone out because you might not be able to afford it. Maybe you don't have transportation. Maybe you have a long history of cancer in your family and you are incredibly scared to even get that that screening because, okay, so maybe you need a little bit of counseling to even get the appointment. There are so many needs that are not being met, and that's why these three programs are out there, is to meet the needs. And we said, hey, we like what you're doing. We want to help out. So, bam, money stays local. It helps anyone who needs it, and we just hope that you'll help us.
It is so amazing. It's a healthy event. It's been going on, again, coming up 12 years. Tradition. And just the amount of support it's gotten, the amount of participation, raising money for that, no barriers, like you said, Tara. So that way, anybody, there's no excuses to not get those screenings for breast and cervical cancer. So 12th annual Running of the Pink, raising this money, coming up on Saturday, June 1st. And we just kind of want to remind people to get signed up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to get that ahead. The more, the merrier ahead
of
time. But we have something exciting, too, a brand new route.
Yes. So for those of you who have been with us all these 11 years moving into 12, we've had the same, just about the same route. In fact, the first Running of the Pink actually was up near the college campus around the YMCA, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And then we were able to move it to the dealership and go the route we're going. So we have a proposed new route. So far, all things are well. We're still working out with the city to make sure that we've got everything taken care of, but we see no barriers there. So basically, folks, instead of running you all around, right around the radio station area, we are going to keep you closer to home, and we are going to walk you out to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center.
Wow.
Believe it or not, from RM Stout out to the medical center, turn around and come back, is a 5K.
You're kidding me.
No, it works out
that
really well.
That works great.
Yeah, so just keep in mind, it's going to be a straight shot, and we're going to walk you out to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, right past Menards, right down that beautiful new road. You're going to kind of take a little loop inside the parking lot of the medical center, inside the employee parking lot, turn around and come back the way you came.
I love that.
Yes, 10Kers. For those of you who are that motivated, wow. We are going to actually run you by the medical center, get you out to the gravel road. You're going to head south, and it's only, I want to say, about a mile or so.
Okay.
You're going to turn around, come back the way you came. It's a nice kind of L-shaped route. So good time, I think.
I think
everyone's going to have their best times. So, so new route. And, you know, folks, we are always trying to find ways to not only raise money through registrations, through sponsorships. Of course, we want to raise every dime we can. Keep in mind, 100% of everything coming into this event goes back to the event, meaning everything that we need to pay for marketing, for t-shirts, for insurance, Casey Stout covers the cost. He writes the check because he does not use any of the money coming in for any of the costs it takes to run this event.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and I love that so much.
I am too. It just gives me goosebumps because we understand, you know, smaller events, obviously, you have to have that money. It's money's out there. You got to spend what you can to get the word out.
Exactly.
And so sponsorships usually come in for smaller events to help with the cost of. Well, Casey said, you know what? We want every dime, every penny that comes in to go to where it needs to go. So I'm going to cover the cost. So, you know, thank you to our sponsors that we do have so far. Cavendish Farms, University of Jamestown, Edgewood Vista, Unison Bank, AgriCover. They've all come in like they have over the last few years and said, yes, we want to donate. Anytime Fitness, Track Family Fitness, and IDK, they always come in with some great gifts that we can give out. And they always want to be involved. And so we thank them, obviously, from the bottom of our hearts on up. And for anyone who's already registered, thank you. There is a pre-registration. You kind of get an early bird discount.
Okay.
So if you register between now and the 18th of May, which is what?
I know. That's not even it's a month away, roughly. It's crazy.
It's hard to wrap our minds around this. I know we still feel like it's January, but it's not.
I feel that way.
So adults, and it's just $20 between now and the 18th. Youth, if you're 12 or under, and seniors, 60 and older, it's only $15. And then after the early bird, it just jumps $5. So remember, when you pay that donation, it gets you into the event so you can walk, you can run, you can hop, skip, jump, whatever you want to do. But all of that money that you donate goes to the cause. In return, of course, you're going to come join us at the event and lots of smiles, hugs, selfies, handshakes, a nice walk on a beautiful Saturday morning or a run if you are able to do that.
Yes.
But also you're going to get our t-shirt. And there's a swag bag you get. And hey, can I make a funny little
Please
note about
do
swag?
It. Yeah.
Okay, so I've recently become in love with the show The Office. I know I'm behind because it hasn't been airing for a long time, but I'm Netflix binging constantly.
Good for you.
Yes, thank you. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I know I'm a little behind the times, and everyone's going, really? We all loved The Office when it was out. I learned that what SWAG stands for. Do you know what it stands for?
Yes, I do.
I did not know.
Yep.
Stuff.
We all get, yes.
Okay, so I came back to work the next day thinking I was all that in a bag of chips, and all my coworkers went,
yeah.
That's what
you didn't know? Yeah, The Office is always teaching us something new. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
So again, Tara Capp, we're talking Running in the Pink, June 1st. Get that on your calendars. Get signed up. The earlier, the better. And again, remember, everything raised 100% stays local and helps out in our area. And we want to make a quick mention, too, here, Tara. There's raffles as well as also raising money for this cause.
Yes, we have some beautiful cornhole boards. Thank you to Clint Boom on our sales and finance department who actually handmade the boards. And thank you to Newman Signs who donated the wraps. They're gorgeous. So you can check those out on you can find it on the RM Stout Instagram page. You can go to Facebook, okay? Running of the Pink, like our page so you can keep track of what's happening, okay? You can like the RM Stout page as well. You can see pictures of the cornhole boards there. It's only $10. For a ticket that we're going to raffle off the morning of. You do not have to be present to win. Every dime from that is also going to go to the cause. So it's just another way for us to make a few more dollars for those in need. Yeah. And when it comes to registration, we've got it covered. Okay, so you want the forms. We have them at the dealership. We are located at the junction of I-94, 281 South, Jamestown. You can go to stoutcars.com or Facebook, our RM Stout page, or the Running of the Pink Facebook page.
Yep.
Printable forms are there. You can register online. And I know this is not new technology, the little QR codes.
Oh, yes.
But I'm such a geek for those.
They're cool.
We have them online. We have them on the forums. I love being able to just point my phone and boom, I'm there. And
it's
you
awesome.
Can register online. If you do register online, there is a small fee. So it's just a percentage of whatever you end up paying. So if you're $20, I think it's like, I don't know, like $1.50 or $2 to register online.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
But folks, we just want you involved. And you know, you've heard me say this before, Warren, I'm going to say it again. Even if you've never laced up a pair of running sneakers, this event is for you. It is for everyone.
Absolutely.
It's family friendly. Yep. There is no age brackets. It doesn't matter what your fitness level is. If you just want to take a nice leisurely stroll with friends and family
and walk with
500 pink t-shirts.
Yeah.
Last year we had over 700 registrants. Yeah, that we were trying to hit 600. That was the record. We hit 707 last year.
I forgot how many were out because I try to make it out every year, and I'm just like, this is a lot of 700.
We had over 700 registrants. We are so blown away. We just cannot tell you how humbled we are. And obviously, if we can beat that number, great. But we just want to make sure people are there, whether it's 70 or 700. We want people there.
Definitely.
But if you just want to take a leisurely walk, it's great. If you are one of those individuals that loves running, I commend you. The 5K is for you. The 10K is really for people who love running. And I want to put the note out there that for some people who have never done a 5K before, this is really the perfect venue to do it.
Definitely.
We are not a sanctioned event. But we do time our 5K and 10K runners. So you can kind of give yourself an idea. This is a nice flat track.
Yep.
Okay. You aren't contending with 7,000 other runners, you know? So it's really a great way to kind of start it off. So if you're one of those folks that has that bucket list and you want to cross 5K off of it, use and abuse us on that one. We'd love to be your first 5K.
That's awesome. Very good. So we'll have Tara come on again here coming up in May. We'll get more details about it as we get closer. But we just encourage people to get their raffle tickets, get signed up ahead of time, save money, but also help out this amazing cause. And Tara, anything else that you want to mention before we wrap it up here?
Just thank you. You guys have always been big supporters well. And for you guys to just allow us to come and meet, blah, 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 because you know how much I love this event. This is our baby.
It's huge.
It is. And we really, we take this to heart. This is very important to us. It's not just an event. It is our baby. It really is. And it's near and dear to our hearts because we've all been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. There is not anyone who's listening who doesn't know someone. And in fact, just inside our own dealership family, we lost a dear friend of ours a year and a half ago on New Year's Eve. So if you guys remember Barb Geffro, she battled breast cancer for many years. And, you know, to have her on our team, and it hit us even harder. You know, this was always important to us. And then inside the family, it sucks. We all know it. And so this is very, very near and dear to our hearts. And we just want to thank everyone who has ever been involved. We do have prizes. We have the largest family team, the largest business team. We have favorite costume contests, so dress up, have a good time. It is pet friendly. Bring your pets. We just ask that they're up to date on their shots, on a leash, all that good jazz. In fact, just as I was walking in here, I was on my phone. I apologize. I was rude to you, Warren, because we were talking and I was on my phone. Yeah. But I had a gal who messaged me on Facebook about the Running of the Pink and asked about strollers. Do you have to register strollers? You do not. If your kids are coming, you don't have to register your youngins unless you want them to have their own shirt. But put the kids in the stroller, you know, whatever.
And just go for it. Yeah.
Just join us. That's all we're asking.
It is a lot of fun. Get it on your calendar again, June 1st in Jamestown. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Warren, thank you as well.